about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess our smartphones are hurting our thumbs. And as a result, our smartphones could be probably causing us to, I don't know, what do all these studies end up saying? Early death? Right, yeah. So there is a miniature thumb bell weight that we could use. And it's supposed to help us with the thumb pain that we have because of our smartphones. All right, so we'll talk about where you can get this little dumbbell. To me, it looks really stupid, but all right. Then anemia may put people at higher risk for dementia. Some of you are like, oh, it's a boring medical story, but no, think about it. How many of you guys, you had some blood work done? Doctor says you're mildly anemic. But because it's mild, we aren't going to worry about it. I don't like to ignore any anemia. I never like to ignore any anemia. And this is one of those reasons. So we'll talk about just a quick review of anemia. All right. Computer reports rates hospitals for surgical safety. We got some interesting data. Doesn't seem to look that good. Then we have a worker hospitalized after a 130-foot fall in Las Vegas. He was working on the MGM Grand Casino Marquis. I was just there. It's one of my favorite hotels in Las Vegas. He lived. We'll talk about that. Then, a very interesting study that we got to talk about, especially in light of what's been going on with Ariel Castro and him just getting the judge sentencing him to life without parole plus 1,000 years, is dating violence common among young Americans increasing too quickly for what I think many of our tastes want. And then the best and worst beers for athletes. That's always cool. That's being presented to us by Fox News. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Ariel Castro today in court says there was a harmony among us. Probably all of the sex that went on was consensual. Ariel Castro in breaking news after he had testified this morning telling the judge that the sex that happened at the house was consensual. The most ridiculous thing I have ever heard of. Most of us vomited when he said that on air. The judge didn't buy it. Really read him the riot. And right after, and he really socked it to him. Went with the plea deal. Life of parole. Life of prison. No parole. And 1,000 years even after that. You never know. You never know if medical science could keep them there longer. You never know. Pretty proud of Michelle Knight. She was able to come. She was able to testify. Pretty gutsy girl. She looks like she was strong. She looks like she read a statement. Right? But for him to now say this was consensual, he also tried to hint that he was helping her out. She had asked him for a ride. That's when this all started. Scary, scary stuff. But looks like Ariel Castro put away. That's what we want. All right. But, I mean, wow. The violence, the abuse, both sexual, both mental. What is going on here? So you see now this report that dating violence, common among young Americans. According to the American Psychological Association released today, 1 in 3 U.S. youths is a victim of dating violence. They looked at 1,058 youths between 2011 and 2012. This is currently unpublished study. It was presented at a convention in Hawaii on July 31st. Oh, I miss Hawaii. According to this, 41% of girls and 37% of boys reported being victims of dating violence in a relationship. Now, dating violence is defined as physical, sexual, or psychological, emotional violence in a relationship. These kids were 14 to 20 years old. 35% of girls and 29% of boys reported being the perpetrator of violence in a relationship at some point. Researchers showed that girls were almost equally as likely to be a perpetrator or victim of violence as a perpetrator as a victim. They say girls were significantly more likely than boys to say they were victims of sexual dating violence, though. But, the girls aren't so innocent either. So, of course, they're thinking, well, we need to figure out how to come up with prevention programs, etc. I mean, I would love for us to go back to the olden days, right, where they didn't have sex until they got married. I think a lot of dating violence and psychological violence didn't exist, all right? But, I mean, you know, people are warped. And I like for example, Ariel Castro, he said these women wanted sex from me. None of them were virgins when I met them. Trying to make it sound like these women wanted it or these women were sluts. This is ridiculous. It's a shame that he would try to use that as his defense. But we do have a problem where if somebody had sex, does that mean the next partner has a sure thing? I mean, we really need to, when it comes to dating, when it comes to kids, teaching them that whatever we're doing now is wrong, is not the right way. Just because everybody in the fifth grade has already gotten to third base does not mean that's right. How do we change this? How do we go back to, look, guys, sex is just not something you do? You know, one of my patients, I discovered a coagulation disorder where she could have blood clots. So I call her mom up because I can't get a hold of her. And she said I could talk to mom. And I said, look, tell her not to go on the birth control. The birth control could actually cause her to have more clots. Tell her to talk to her doctor about a progesterone-only birth control and to get in with the hematologist. Well, the mother says, oh, my daughter doesn't have time or money to see a hematologist, and you're telling her to go off birth control? Look, she's going to have sex. I'm like, well, can you tell her to maybe keep her knees bolted together for just a couple weeks till we get this figured out? She won't do it. I mean, what's going on with kids these days, really? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really do appreciate it. Our show airs Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time. If you ever miss any of our show, please go to the website at drdahlia.com. It'll hook you up with podcasts. Some of the stories we talked about is men with larger testicles are more likely to develop high blood pressure and heart disease. Yeah, not sure why. Right? They thought maybe it's a luteinizing hormone. I think maybe it's the stress of having to carry all the extra weight. You know, I don't know, maybe it's strains. Who knows? Okay. Then, of course, we had talked about how a man was sleepwalking, and he accidentally shot himself in the leg. So he must have been sleepwalking, got the gun, goes into the kitchen, wakes up to find that he had shot himself in the leg. From what we understand, his injuries were tremendous because it was probably a short range. Obviously, he probably stuck the gun to it. I don't know what he did. And thank God all he shot was his leg. From what we understand, he's still alive, being treated now. Then 98% of drivers have absolutely no idea what the lights on the dashboard mean. We did a little review there, although I don't think we got anywhere close that we needed to. So as you can see, pretty busy show. So if you miss anything, definitely go and listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show podcast if you can. Okay, so a 65-gram thumb bell will help people tone their thumbs. Many of us have something called thumb phone thumb. You know how we used to get mouse wrist, right? The mouse on our computers were hurting our wrists. Well, now we have phone thumb. And it's because we're using our thumbs so much to text and type that a lot of our thumbs aren't strong enough. So a company had found, Guess O2 was the company, found that 43% of people have had thumb pain in the last 5 years. So a thumb bell has been designed to, I guess, strengthen your thumb. It's like a little dumbbell on the thumb. It really looks stupid. It really does. Okay, I guess. But if they think it works, then fine. BMI Healthcare Upper Limb Services Manager Nicole Goldsmith says the thumb is being used more than ever for rapid, fine movements. We're seeing gadget-related injuries increasing, and it's time we gave our digits a helping hand. You know they want to redesign the average keyboard. The average keyboard on our laptops and computers and typewriters are going to eventually be the thing of the past because if people are using handheld iPads and phones, they're going to have the thumb, right thumb, and the left thumb have different keys, etc. So we're going to basically need to learn a whole new keyboard. That's going to be rough. Oh, sorry. Man, I'm just exhausted thinking about it. All right. So anyway, if you do have thumb issues, these are some tips that Mail Online are giving you. Number one, rest your forearms whenever you can. Two, use a light touch on the keypad of your computer and phone. Number three, don't grip your phone so hard. Number four, keep your nails short. Not a problem for me. Five, use a touch screen. This way you don't have to press the buttons down like I think BlackBerry. Next, watch your neck position as your neck is connected to thumb muscles. And then finally, see a hand therapist if your thumb pain or other symptoms persist. Okay, listen, they're right. It is an issue. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is very interesting. The best and worst beers for athletes. This is according to Dr. Joy Dubost, a registered dietitian and spokesperson for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. People don't realize, she says, there are actually antioxidants present in beer from the grains that were used to produce it. So beer could actually have some health benefits. The problem is you've got to watch the calories. You also have to watch the bloating, etc. So they say the worst post-workout beer is Samuel Adams Boston Lager. They say there's nothing inherently wrong or bad about Samuel Adams. It's smooth, strong, hoppy finish. Hoppy finish must be from Britain. In airport bars and hotel lounges, it's the best bet in lieu of a Rolling Rock or Heineken. But at 175 calories for a 12-ounce bottle, they call it a caloric bomb. By the time you reach for your third, they say you will have damn near drunk the equivalent of a Wendy's quarter pounder. Boy, that sounds good. I'm getting hungry. They say the best post-workout beer, though, is Amstel Light. They say Amstel Light is 95 calories. It has the same caloric value as Michelob Ultra, which for years has marketed itself as a man's active beer. And unlike so many other light beers, she says, Amstel doesn't have that damp, frat basement aftertaste. I have never tasted a fraternity basement. I don't think I have. If so, that would probably be very deep, deep, deep into my subconscious. She says it's a crisper, lager, light without tasting light. For extra refreshment, throw it in the freezer for 10 minutes before you crack it open. Okay, as your doctor, I am not encouraging beer drinking after workouts, but this was a nutritionist who said, look, you could replenish your antioxidants, you could get some carbohydrates that your body could need post-beer workout. See, my problem is alcohol is very dehydrating, so I never suggest alcohol after a workout because it influences your anti-diuretic hormone, you end up diuresing more, peeing more, you end up getting more dehydrated, and you already have a lot of fluid losses. So let me just put that in there. But I don't know much about beers, so she's saying Amstel Light better than the other lager. Got it. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A Kansas-based company has voluntarily recalled 50,000 pounds of ground beef over E. coli concerns. The recall was issued by the National Beef Packing Company on Wednesday after the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service discovered E. coli, I think the same one that back in the 90s Jack in the Box had dealt with. So far, there have been no reported illnesses related to the consumption of the product. The ground beef was sold in 40 to 60 pound cases, distributed to retailers and wholesalers across the country. All of the recalled products were produced July 18th, 2013. And I guess if you're looking for any lot number, it says ESC for established, I guess, 208A. Nobody would think has gotten sick. Company recalled last month 20,000 pounds of raw beef over the same E. coli concerns. That sucks. That costs a lot of money for the company, but woo, imagine if that got out. So they say this particular E. coli is very nasty because it could cause bloody diarrhea, abdominal cramps, vomiting, all right, pretty nasty stuff. Not to mention this particular E. coli, the O157:H7, can also cause hemolytic uremic syndrome. Life-threatening, can cause kidney failure. Pretty scary stuff. I do not mess around with E. coli or the toxins. I never mess around. Now, some of you will come in with diarrhea, and you'll go, well, Doc, how do I know I got E. coli or not? When do I do testing? When don't I? Should I take an antibiotic preventively? Well, with Obamacare and many of the recommendations out there, no, they don't want us running lab tests every time somebody has diarrhea, okay? And they don't want us giving antibiotics every time somebody has diarrhea. Many diarrheas could be viral, so you don't need an antibiotic. The problem is when I see patients, it'll be before news breaks that there was an outbreak. Just like this with the salad mixes and the cyclospora. Okay, most of these people that we hear were sickened, they're not just sitting there in bed right now rolling and running to the bathroom with diarrhea. A lot of them are better. But they came to the doctor, and the doctor was like, you know what the hell with this? I don't know what the hell is going on. I'm going to give you an antibiotic. Now, I like to wait, if I can, for the cultures to come back, but sometimes the cultures can take a good 72 hours. Well, 3 days of having E. coli, not good. So I trust my judgment. I don't go by government guidelines. I know that shocks many people, but I go by my instinct. So if I think we are looking at, shall we say, an E. coli or a salmonella, then I'll probably, based on their symptoms and based on how sick they are, I'll start an antibiotic. Then we get the cultures back, and I'll be like, oh, thank the Lord. Problem is if it's an amoeba, antibiotics don't really handle the amoebas. Giardia, I mean, then, you know, these parasites, you're going to have to use an antiparasitic. But many people will say, well, look, my stool cultures came back fine, but the Cipro made the diarrhea go away. Why? Well, one is, you know, if you have diarrhea, sometimes the other bacteria in their body could act up, so maybe the antibiotic knocking out that other bacteria helps. Right. Number two is sometimes these antibiotics have some sort of anti-inflammatory property that we just don't get. We just don't understand. And so if that's the case, then I would probably say, maybe it's some miraculous property. Who knows? All right, guys, don't go away. We're going to be right back. 1-877-DOT-SALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you. People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is interesting. They say camping may help retrain your body rhythm. Now, I like camping. I think it's fun as long as I have a toilet. But according to the study published in the journal Current Biology, they found that all it takes is a week of camping in the great outdoors to sink your body to the rising and the setting of the sun. Research shows that our bodies are most in sync, according to Fox News, with the environment when we're exposed to a lot of natural light during the day and not exposed to artificial light at night. The daylight keeps our circadian rhythm entrained to the sun's rhythms. When the sun sets, it triggers a release of melatonin and makes us sleepy, but since we spend most of the days indoors, we're not getting enough sun exposure to adequately entrain our circadian rhythm. And then we, at night, bask in electric lights and the glow of the TV. No wonder we have insomnia and we can't sleep. Apparently, researchers at the University of Colorado at Boulder monitored 8 adults for 1 week. As they went out about their normal lives, the subjects wore wrist monitors to record their light exposure and activity, as well as to show when they were sleeping. At the end of the week, the researchers measured melatonin levels, which typically rise in the evening and fall in the morning, Then they made the same measurements during the second week when 8 people went camping. The campers were exposed only to sunlight, obviously, and the glow of the campfire. None of the artificial lights, flashlights, or et cetera. And so basically, in this study, they kind of figured out that if you had some natural exposure to light and the dark cycles, it did better for your body. This actually makes perfect sense. How many of us have been told when we talk to our doctor about insomnia, well, don't watch TV a couple hours before going to bed. Don't be on the computer a couple hours before going to bed. And we're like, all right, because it's the computer wakes you up. Well, there may be a little bit more to it. All right, these artificial lights that we surround ourselves around by probably, you know, stimulate something in the brain such that your melatonin doesn't naturally trigger. Now, I have for years told people, start dimming the lights. You know, maybe watch a movie in the dark, get all cuddly on the couch with your blankie and your flannel pajamas, and then, you know, shut the TV off, or maybe read a book in some dim light. But if you really think about it, for years we used to dim the lights around. Now, maybe our parents used to do that because they realized if you start dimming the lights within an hour, people start, you know, wanting to fall asleep. That's a trick that I think we need to do. You slowly start dimming those lights down. Maybe get one of those dimming switches, you know, with your light, etc. And where it just slowly kind of goes down into little, you know, and try to trick your body. Because remember, we're humans. Back in caveman days, we didn't have light bulbs. We didn't have flat screen TVs. We didn't have computers. We didn't have Facebook. And we didn't have the Dr. Dahlia show, which I think would have really helped with sleep too. So people slept. Nobody needed Ambien back in caveman days. Well, it's because the nighttime, the daytime, the change helps. You know how sometimes you'll be watching a movie and it'll be dark in the movie and the kid is getting all cuddly into bed with the thick covers and you start to feel a little tired, you start to feel relaxed. It's so true. I think there's so much we could do with insomnia, but we can't because we get bored. If somebody said, Dahlia, 2 hours before you go to bed, turn off the TV, turn off computer. I only have 2 hours every night to do everything I want to do in terms of computer, in terms of watching TV. Like last night, I had the TiVo'd America's Got Talent, so I wanted to see that. And then I had TiVo'd MasterChef, and then even though it was like on from 9 to 10, I finished it by 10:30, right? I was able to go through all the commercials. I did some prep for the radio show, and then, oh my gosh, it's 11 o'clock, I gotta go to bed. None of this 2 hours of winding down. But listen, guys, sleeping pills aren't always going to be around, and they aren't always going to be available and at your fingertips later, especially as Obamacare takes over. So you guys need to try some things. And, you know, the bath, you know, shutting off the bathroom lights and having a bath, a nice warm bath, that may help trigger your melatonin. All right? Listening to some soothing music, right? Darkening the room. I don't know. Maybe having a conversation with your family in the dark. I don't know. But melatonin is what drives our sleep. So it's just something that I think we really overlook. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's August 1st. The newest Consumer Reports hospital ratings is about to hit the stands and the internet. And I guess the biggest news we're finding from outpatientsurgery.net is that reputation does not appear to strongly correlate with performance. Consumer Reports used newly available federal government data to look at how patients fared after surgery at nearly 2,500 hospitals in 50 states. So they rated hospitals based on infections, readmissions, complications, and other adverse events and more. The report found that some of the big-name hospitals do not always do well. Among these, given the magazine's poorest rating, was Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. Didn't that just rate number one a few weeks ago in another poll? Johns Hopkins Affiliated Sibley Memorial Hospital, Washington, D.C., Johns Hopkins itself was rated as only average. They say among those receiving the magazine's highest ratings were less renowned, like Greater Baltimore Medical Center, Lincoln, Nebraska Heart Hospital, Texas Abilene Regional Medical Center. Now, that's kind of interesting. So you would think some of the tippy-top hospitals would rate the highest. Now, to me, that does make sense because I told you, and I'm not accusing any of these hospitals of this, but if you're going to be rated on infections, readmissions, complications, and other adverse events, the hospital may want more healthier type of patients. Or let's say people that don't have diabetes, or people that aren't on steroids for COPD or immunosuppressant drugs. And if those people are coming in out of the hospital, simple gallbladder surgery, simple appendicitis, hysterectomy, pneumonia, if you have a healthier, younger population, they're probably going to be less likely to have infections, readmissions, complications, or adverse events from that hospitalization. And that's why I think this new rating system that Medicare is flirting with is extremely scary. Because it will, if business will be hurt by a hospital's less than stellar 5-star rating or 4-star rating, then hospitals will say, look, if I'm getting rated on readmission and post-op infections, then let's not take the sickest patients. Have the sickest patients go to county. And we're already hearing rumors that some of the hospitals have been doing that. That they don't want to get dinged for readmissions because your unhealthy people, like your COPDers or your diabetics, they're more inclined to get infections, have adverse events. If you have a cardiac patient that ends up having pneumonia, do you want that or do you want the 26-year-old that has pneumonia? Now, somebody could say, but wait a second. The sicker the patients, the more money the hospital is going to get. No, not the way Obamacare wants to change things. The way Obamacare wants to change things is there's a flat rate for pneumonia, whether it's a 26-year-old, whether it's an 86-year-old. So you're going to spend less of your own money on the 26-year-old. This whole rating system is going to cause a huge bias towards young people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf-life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of us are watching what's happening with A-Rod and the Yankee legend that unfortunately has been dealing with this doping scandal. Is he going to have a lifetime ban or not? So they'll be keeping you posted on what appears to happen with that. Some of you have been very interested in the whole Simon Cowell story, where Simon Cowell has apparently impregnated his friend's wife, but the wife and the friend were estranged, and I guess the friend is okay with it, I guess. And so now those two are together, but not the girl and the husband. And so that's always interesting. I think charges were dropped in Justin Bieber's hit and run. Yeah, I know Justin Bieber, I guess, spit on some fans the other day. Not really too sure what's going on with Justin Bieber's career. I don't really like to follow it too much, but I do like to follow what happens in my hometown, Las Vegas. And unfortunately, one of the workers who was working on the MGM Grand Casino Marquee has survived after falling 130 feet. He's in critical condition at one of our hospitals. And I guess Young Electric Sign Company has identified the victim as Charles Schuler. Schuler has worked with the company for 6 years. They say the accident happened a little before 10 a.m., where he was working to upgrade the large casino sign. The sign company said his fall was broken in part by trees and landscaping. 130 feet, that's kind of, yeah. He was taken to UMC hospital I trained at. Apparently his family was by his side. The OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, will be responsible for investigating the incident. We'll keep you guys posted. Always scary. You know, you look at these tall buildings and, you know, who does what for who and, you know, or like with the window washers in New York. That always scares me. I tell you, those guys are gutsy to be up there thinking that I don't know. I wonder how many accidents happen from those window washing crates that you stand in, right, while you're hundreds of floors above the ground. I don't even want to think about it. I'm scared. All right. There's a new compound that could combat castration-resistant prostate cancer. Woo! Good. Because, you know, you guys, if you're going to have the castration, you're going to want that sucker not resistant to that. Researchers at Sanford Burnham Medical Research Institute think they've hit on the next biggest thing in prostate cancer, according to FierceBiotech.com. This compound is called SMIP004. Sorry. That P, woo, sorry, made me swallow down the wrong tube. I guess it zeroes in on prostate cancer cells and compromises their ability to withstand environmental stress, which is basically a trademark of cancer cells. Now, prostate cancer is the second most common cause of cancer and the second leading cause of cancer-related death in men. So it's getting up there, okay? Lung cancer is still first. Now, the standard care of prostate cancer has obviously made leaps and bounds, even though with Obamacare they're telling men to just watch and wait and ignore it. The PSA screen, one of my favorite screens, right? It's saved many of my patients from having to deal with extended prostate cancer, so I'm a huge fan, right? But one treatment for prostate cancer, besides radiotherapy, chemotherapy, hormonal therapy, is castration. It reduces the production of the male sex hormone testosterone. Now, castration-resistant prostate cancer is common. And the resistance to it is because the cancer cells can adapt and become unresponsive to hormone deprivation therapy. So apparently Dr. Dieter Wolf, director of the National Cancer Institute, right, and his team found that SMIP004 works by interfering with the functioning of mitochondria. That's right, the mitochondria, the battery of cells, got it. During a process known as oxidative stress. Now, this is when cancer cells are exposed. Certain cancer cells are exposed to certain cancer-causing genes that activate them, and then harmful molecules called reactive oxygen species, ROSs, build up the mitochondria. Then it causes the cells to stop replicating and die. But this sucker, SMIP004, acts on the androgen receptor, making it more promising for castration-resistant prostate cancer. So I guess they found that, okay, so just to make a long story short, all right, if we could kind of do a sort of a therapy that deals with the resistant and causes the cancer to just die, leave us alone, go away, I'm for that. I'm not going to go into any more technical. I know it said Fierce Biotech. It should have sounded a lot more interesting than it did, but it didn't. But at least we know that these guys are on the case, and that's what we want when it comes to our prostates. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you have asked about oxygen chambers. And what about hyperbaric oxygen? When can we use oxygen as medicine? We've been using hyperbaric oxygen for a long time. Not to the extent that I want it to. Now, I'm not sure why. Maybe it's studies. Maybe it's money. Maybe it's expensive. I think it's an expensive thing because when I was in training, hyperbaric oxygen therapy was starting to be the big thing, where you would have people with foot ulcers that would really be slow to heal, like your diabetics. So you would have them sit in the hyperbaric oxygen chamber. There would be certain chambers you could just stick your foot in. They get really flogged with a whole bunch of oxygen, and they would heal better. Now, apparently, according to Fox News, Two NBA Laker players were in the oxygen chamber before these authors, and I guess one had to do with maybe a osteomyelitis of the jawbone. They don't really go into what happened, but oxygen and treatments of oxygen therapy is something that I think we need to spend a lot more time and research on and really consider when it comes to other types of treatments that are non-pharmaceutical. Like, for example, with these rare bacterial illnesses or these multiple resistant bacterial illnesses, right, when we were talking about how these bacteria becoming more and more resistant to antibiotics, I'm like, maybe we need to go a different route. Rather than making more powerful and more powerful and more powerful antibiotics, which a lot of pharmaceutical companies aren't doing anymore, because with Obamacare and what's happening with generics and all that, there's really no incentive for them to make new drugs, especially in the antibiotic field, then we may need to switch to lasers. We may need to switch to oxygen therapy. All right? What if you blow so much oxygen up that foot that the bacteria die? You know, unfortunately, we don't know much about what is going on in terms of research and treatment. My guess is a lot less because it's expensive. These hyperbaric oxygen chambers, very, very expensive. And it's a shame because as things change, we're going to see less and less studied. They say smartphone cradle and app can detect toxins, bacteria for people with allergies. They say a cradle and app can turn your smartphone into a handheld biosensor. So you'll be able to do on-the-spot tests for food safety, environmental toxins, hopefully medical diagnostics. I'm excited about that. Apparently, a handheld biosensor was developed by researchers at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Ooh, I like Champaign. A series of lenses and filters in the cradle mirror those found in larger, more expensive laboratory devices. The cradle and app transform a smartphone into a tool that can detect toxins and bacteria, spot water contamination, and identify allergens in food. So, what does that mean? Well, it means they're probably spending more time on smartphone technology, and it's probably easier to advance smartphone technology than it is to advance in any other medical technology. So what I think is we need to bust our butts and maybe get these smartphones to also learn how to fight disease. I'd be happy with that. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Be safe. God bless.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.